Indie producer Sam Evian, who's worked with really big acts like Big Thief, says he is always so intent on making things perfect for other artists. When it's time to do something for himself, well, he'd like something different. Fourth LP, Plunge. Sam Evian had a little help from his friends to create a wild and roaming set of songs that are deeply personal, soulful examinations of sobriety, family, life, and love. Sam Evian joins us now from his upstate New York studio, Flying Cloud. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. So.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And let me ask you about where you're located at the moment, your studio in the Catskills. It played a big role in Plunge, didn't it?
It very much did. It's my life's work, this studio. And I spent some time in Brooklyn. You know, New York City is a hustle, and it's amazing. The creative energy there is so unique, but I ultimately kind of like hit a wall. I needed more space and I needed my own space. And so I looked upstate, and there's an amazing history and pedigree up in the Catskills for artists coming up here to work and find peace and quiet.
But I've also read you wanted this record to feel raw and wild.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, part of my job is hospitality. I mean, I look at running a studio like running a hotel, especially when it's up in the middle of nowhere. I mean, people come and stay for a week, 2 weeks, sometimes even longer. 90% of my job is just kind of taking care of people. And in that, sometimes I forget to take care of myself creatively. So when I do commit to one of my own projects, I try to let my artistic chaos kind of like thrive more than usual.
Hear your parents on this record?
You hear of them. I used their story as a lens to kind of look at myself, and they're also musicians, and they gave me life and music, and in investigating them, I see myself. It's the most honest and true record I've ever made.
What was hard to talk about or sing about?
Well, one, I mean, I love my parents, and I'm not trying to cast any sort of negative vision on them. But, you know, life is hard, especially when you're artists like they are. They've been through the ringer, and they've been up and down and all around, and I was with them for a good portion of that. So I guess it's like therapy, but that's what music is for me.
About the song Wild Days.
Well, it's written from my mom's perspective, and it's about breaking out of something, but then again, wherever you go, there you are. So it's in reference to her going to spend some time in Massachusetts in a town where she grew up, which is called Rockport. It's beautiful. It's on the sea, and I think she kind of rediscovered herself. I can relate. I think it's so universal, and it's just, it was a beautiful thing for her, and I was so compelled to look into it and investigate it.
What kind of influence did your parents have on you as musicians, as much as your parental units?
Every kind of influence, to be honest. They're jazz musicians. My dad is an amazing jazz guitarist. I was born in outside of Syracuse, New York, and I grew up in a town called Cazenovia. So my folks had a house in the country. It was an old farmhouse. They had a studio there, and my dad was always having musicians over to play and rehearse, and they were constantly gigging. And they're kind of from this era of musician, which I suppose it's kind of faded away. But it used to be that you could go out and make a living gigging in bars, restaurants, hotels, playing jazz standards. Back then it was feasible. You could do it without being like a touring act or something. So just, I was at their gigs from the time I was, well, actually before I was born. You know, my mom was singing through her pregnancy, so.
Let me ask you about a track called Why Does It Take So Long? Are you making veiled or not so veiled references to sobriety?
I can tell you, as a musician who plays in venues and does the social dancing of our industry, that alcohol is everywhere. When I was writing Plunge, I was kind of at a moment where I needed to change, and I was self-medicating, getting through the winter. The title doesn't necessarily just come from cold plunging, but I actually ended up kind of falling into that culture because I needed something to kind of shock my system. And there's this beautiful creek that wraps around the studio. There's a section of it that's about chest high, and I just started going into the creek every day of the winter, and it kind of reformatted my brain chemistry, and it made it a lot easier to put the drink down.
Sam Evian, his new LP is Plunge. Thank you very much for being with us, and probably won't see you at the creek, but good swimming to you.
Well, please drop by anytime you're in the neighborhood.